How is the care of orphans described in the Quran? Verse 9 of Surah 93 commands people to be compassionate towards orphan children and to treat them kindly with the words, "So as for orphans, do not oppress them." In other verses, God commands people to respect orphans' rights, to set aside a part of their goods and income for them, and to treat them well. Furthermore, he recommends that assets belonging to orphans be used justly, and that these should be returned to them when they reach mental maturity. God advises people in the Quran to be careful and meticulous over orphans' education so that they should be brought up as good servants to God and have the good morals of the Quran. He encourages believers to bring up orphans by providing them with protection and material assurance. They will ask you about the property of orphans. Say, "Managing it in their best interests is best. If you mix your property with theirs, they are your brothers." A believer always avoids any injustice towards orphans' property because God has defined the pitiless behavior of those who covet the property of orphans and benefit from it as a serious crime and oppression. Give orphans their property, and do not substitute bad things for good. Do not assimilate their property into your own. Doing that is a serious crime. Because of all these, believers protect orphans' property carefully until they grow up and are able to care for themselves, and hand over all their rights to them when they are grown up. On the other hand, those who violate the rights of orphans and cause them distress and suffering are people with no fear of God. God has this to say about such people in the Quran: "Have you seen him who denies religion? He is the one who harshly rebuffs the orphan and does not urge the feeding of the poor.